The title of this Maimer is called HaTorah Sam Chaim. The Torah is the potion of life. Kuf Sam Chay. Okay. On your left side. Tonir Avanan. Gemara says, the Rabbanon learned v'samtem, it's going on the pasuk, v'samtem is v'ra ela, the pasuk we say by Shema, you should place the words of the Torah on your heart. So the Gemara darshan is that v'samtem is made up of two words, sam tam, a potion of perfection.
Although it's spelled with a sin,
right, the sin and the samachar are interchangeable. Numerous times in the Torah you find the same word with a sound of the same word with the same.
Morning.
W, come sit next to me.
Thank you.
Nimshla Taira Kisam Chaim. The Torah is compared to a Sam Chaim. Sam of life. A potion of life.
Or poison.
Sam Chaim is the potion of life. Moshe Adam, Shehikas Benoi, Maki Gedoyda. It's a parable to a person who hit his son, Maki Gedoyda. He hit him a big Maki. And he had a Tiyal Makasa, and he placed a bandage on his wound. So obviously the father felt very bad about it. Vini, he said, my child, as long as this bandage is on your wound, eat whatever you desire, and drink whatever you desire. And you can wash yourself both in hot and in cold, and you have nothing to fear. Meaning, in this case, actually, the bandage is what is protecting the wound. So also Hashem says, Bini, my son, but also Yetahara, I created the Yetahara, and the Yetahara is the wound. But I've given you the Torah as a remedy. If you learn Torah, then you will not be given over in his hand. The Torah will protect the wound from spreading, from getting worse. So this doesn't seem to show, let me explain what Chazal is saying. More than the person who is seeking Hashem is distracted by the dark yetzaharas that the person has, like kinna, for example, because of jealousy, vesinah, and hatred, taiva, desire, kavod, seeking of honor, kas, anger, kas or exonus, anger and anxiety, hemach yaitzuhem, these or anything similar to them. Hare oidi oisraimit befon of svach hamavuchais vastirois hamavalvalin oisoi retordan oisim in oidam. Even more than that, what bother the person who is seeking Hashem is the perplexity and the contradictions that distract him from serving Hashem. We'll soon see what he's referring to. al derech hamashal shehizkiru b'gemara. Similar to the... Huh?
You refer him to life.
I thought... Yeah, coming. Al derech hamashal shehizkiru b'gemara, similar to the parable that the Gemara mentioned, achila v'ashtia, b'kol mashan oskabai, that person who has the bandage is allowed to eat and drink anything that he desires, or chitz b'chamin of its son, he can wash in hot and cold. Sheinim azikim v'poil. These are things that don't harm a person. They don't directly harm a person. Ach mesavchim hem esbiyas aguf. They are things that cause the person's health to become. They complicate the health of a person. It's not that they directly harm a person. Eating and drinking, excessive bathing, these are not things that harm a person directly, but they are things that complicate the person's health. Kol echad v'echad, minyanim agarmim loy, sivuchim ematzav v'yusa, v'fitchun azay. Each and every person is different in the way their body deals with these where their body deals with this excessive eating or drinking or bathing. And much more than this is it by spirituality. As this is hinted to at the beginning of the Torah, that in the beginning of creation, before the world of Tikkun came into being, meaning from the time of the beginning of Avraham Avinu is where the Olam HaTikkun began. Olam HaTikkun began. Artius, earthiness, was empty and void in darkness. Was filled with things that degrade and distract and darken the entire existence. Because the essence of, it's not the essence, the metzius of Artius, the
makeup.
It's not the makeup either. It's the metzius of Artius means the actuality of physicality is full of complications, and their source is in the roots of evil that are in creation. Hopefully, we'll get more clarity as he goes on. Ulamalam is saying even more than this, Maharbi Yoiser, Himetzius Hastiris, is the actuality of contradictions. Bahem Chayo Ish Ashakirvas of the Kim Yachbots. A person who, I think David is right, he's referring to the contradictions in life, that the person who desires closeness to Hashem will automatically encounter. Meaning, the contradictions between koychos hakedusha, the powers of holiness, toiv and good, hanimtzoim v'kfifa achas, that find themselves under the same roof, im koychos hatumah v'ra, with the powers of impurity and evil, and under the same roof means in the same within the same person, nefesh elikus. Meanwhile, we have a godly soul from above. Nefesh Abahamis, then we have the animalistic soul, Shabugu Fechot, all in the same body. Umavokam Tmidi, and their wrestling is constant, Be'in Erev, non-stop. Uchajizekam Zenoifel. When one is up, the other one is automatically down. That's one contradiction that we all encounter. And then there's the demands of the physical body. al kiyuma, just for its existence. Achila, shtiya, needs to eat, it needs to drink. And all the other areas that people, it's the human body desires. Nevokim, those needs are constantly wrestling im drishus ha-nefesh ruach neshama, on the demands of our neshama, is davik b'chaim ruchnim, which wants to connect to spiritual life, b'chaim ruchnim elohim, that wants to connect to a spiritual lofty life, this anegal Hashem, to take pleasure in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, v'lahen es mayoira, and to benefit from his light. V'ad shekol tanug chumri v'gashmi, tavas nefesh ha-bahami, to the point that any physical pleasure, which is the desire of the animalistic soul, mos at slumbatachlis, is despicable by the, it's repulsive by the godly soul. And it is seen to the godly soul as the biggest enemy. But tamid, so what it ends up, so constantly, the person who is seeking to grow in spirituality finds oneself constantly b'matzav shel divrei rivos b'sharecha, is always in the middle of a fight. K'derech shepirshu, as Chazal explained, tzadikim shebetoicha she'orim apnimiyim shelcha. I'm sorry, K'derech shepirshu atzadikim, as the tzadikim have explained, shebetoicha she'orim apnimiyim shelcha. They explain this pasuk, divrei rivos b'sharecha, that within your inner gates, yeshariv tamidi, there is a constant battle. Shezebachin is tarta desasri, there are two things that contradict each other. V'gamim yirtelis alas u'sraimim, and even if a person would want to uplift themselves, he'd like to shake himself off of all of the physical needs of his body, and he'll decide to live a life that is a life of separation from Gashmias, right? So, you know what? I can't deal with all this with all these contradictions. I'm going to separate myself from all Gashmias. Fast. That's not Hashem's will either.
Moshe
Rabbeinu
did it.
What?
Moshe
Rabbeinu. Only did so because Hashem told him to. Chazal, as Chazal said, then a nozir is called a sinner. She'asar al'atzmai mashal Torah k'dash ha'tira, because he forbade for himself something that the Torah permitted. U'mitzad Hasheni, okay. So Hashem, you want me to be involved in Gashmias, okay? So let's get involved in Gashmias. Mitzad Hasheni, on the other hand, on the other hand, all concepts that are permissible are a contradiction to spiritual life. They seem to distance a person from being close to Hashem. As the Sefer HaKadosh Priyaretz writes, Shekol Hanoa Gashmias Afilo Shel Heter Gomer, that any physical pleasure, even if it's permissible, is something that potentially can separate a person from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'nochash korach v'ikva, it's like a snake that is around a person's ankle, around a person's heel. So basically, it's a lose-lose situation, right? Wherever I get, I'm either involved constantly in a battle, and whichever side I go to, I am seem not to be doing the right thing.
We're cooked.
Gam v'is alusay lahagdish atzma the Torah v'avoda. Now, even let's say a person has somehow managed to sanctify himself. Ronnie, we're doing depressing things. Come here.
Oh, no, I'm listening. Trust me. I heard the lose-lose. That's right up my alley. So.
It
speaks to me.
Even when a person has managed to sanctify himself and in Torah and Avodah, he's living a spiritual life. The Shivta Beis Hashem. He's sitting in the house of Hashem. He's a koyling man. Chai of Malayim Stiras. Nevertheless, his life is full with contradictions. Shai Yetzahara Oyrav Lai Tomid. The Yetzahara is always ambushing him. Leyanuach Leyishkait. He does not. The Yetzahara does not rest to keep quiet for a moment. Ma'pilo Begeus Pnius. He's always there. Inserting thoughts of arrogance and ulterior motives, to the point that the person he's able Yetzirah is able to work on the person. He's able to inspire it to. What's the word? Impress upon the person to sell this b'chayra, which is the to sell all of this wonderful spirituality, ben ezid adasha, for a plate of lentils. La'asas mitarosa kardam lachmeba, to use his Torah as a hammer to dig with, meaning to use it for parnasa. Instead of doing the way Chazal said, from starting with Shaloi Lishma, which would be ulterior motives to achieve Lishma, Mahapacha Kar Alpia, these people turn the plate upside down. Shabbatech Lishma, that they started out Lishma, Blah Shaloi Lishma. Out of that, they come to eventually do a Shaloi Lishma for ulterior motives. And then that same person who is involved the entire day in ruchnias, when it comes to their when they have to involve themselves in gashmias, their physical needs, when they in the little bit of time that they are involved in gashmias, the Yetzirah can manage to slip them down to the lowest level. And the person stands without any hope. Because they are filled with contradictions. And light and darkness seem to be reigning at the same time. It comes to life by them what is written in the pasuk Yerdei Ayam Aniyos, pasuk in Tehillim, that talks about those who go to sea with boats, and the storm winds come that threaten to drown them. These are people who their life in this world is like a stormy sea. It's a concept, as the pasuk says, that a storm wind stood up and lifted the waves. The world seems to be storming. The reference to the waves seem to be his physical desire, his animalistic desires. And when he tries with all of his koiches, with all of his strengths, with all of his spiritual strengths, to be of those that ascend to the heavens, the snaimei artius, to shake himself off of the earthiness, all of a sudden the Yetzirah jumps upon him, and then everything comes apart. The air is Ahimus, and he finds himself in the depths. This is all a continuation of the Pesukim over there, where they find themselves shaking back and forth like a drunkard. One day he's in heaven, the other day he's in the red. And he finds himself without any tactic, without any understanding. After he has accepted upon himself all these resolutions, and these strong kabbalas in the inside of his heart, shuv matkif oisa yetzahara b'ruach sa'ara, yetzahara manages with these stormy winds of his azuim nafshim kashim amarim shmi yamid b'fneim, and with these, sometimes the yetzahara comes along with these, with surprises in one's physical life, which is very difficult to stand before them. And the Yetzirah manages to drop us into a depression of yush and despair, she'en lo tikkun u'mazor, that seems not to have any way of getting out of.
They're not going to help grow the shir.
Why haven't bothered getting out?
Is he saying that we're powerless over this?
No.
Or is he saying that we do have...
This is just an introduction of what we're facing.
He's setting up the problem.
Right?
He's setting up the problem.
Right, this is the problem.
Talking about the Torah is the Sam Chaim.
Right.
Wife,
so. He's about to tell us the solution.
Right,
yeah.
But, I mean, the Baal Shem HaKodesh uses exactly the same psukim to tell us, when Shabbos comes, I'm telling you to say this mizmor, because you are the one that's thrown about in the storm and the wind and thing, and comes Shabbos, you've come to back to port. I mean, that's Kuf Zayin.
Right.
That's the Tehillim he tells us to say
right.
on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, but the problem is, for those of us, we're learning this on Sunday morning, we got a whole week till Shabbos.
A week plus an hour.
Okay. Now, Torah Oyer, the light of Torah, he atshuva l'chol astiras alalu, it is the answer to all of these contradictions. V'kama mashmeiyo is shiyash b'zeh. And in all of these contradictions and all of its different understandings, as it will be explained. Meaning, Torah Oyer, Loimi Yashevas Asastiris. The light of Torah is not going to answer these contradictions. Elameira, meaning it's not going to solve the contradictions. Rather, it's going to show you that there are no contradictions to begin with. Elameira, the Oira, it illuminates with its light, lirois, to see, ki loirach she'en kan stira. Not only are there no contradictions, ela mesayin heim ha'adodi, rather, all of these things that you thought were contradictions actually complement each other. L'havio li'yehudai matarasei ba'elamai, to bring a person to their goal and their purpose in this world. V'zeu she'kosav, as long as you waited for the answer, it's fine. Right. Whatever you're going to do is going to complement your ruchnius. Zeshikazit. Torah is Hashem Temima, Neshivas Nafesh. The Torah of Hashem is perfect. It brings back the soul. Because of the perfection and the totality that there is in the Torah, it solves all of the complications and contradictions that there is in the soul. And to understand this, there are different approaches to this. Rashi's, first of all, the light of the Torah illuminates the brain and the heart of a Jew with its pure and clear light. Since all of the complications of the soul and all of the contradictions source themselves in the darkness of the brain and the heart. So if the mind and the heart are illuminated, everything is solved to the point of correction. Within a world of emptiness and darkness, the Rebbeinu Shleilam lowered the Torah Kedusha into this world, which is the light of the upper world, to illuminate all of the darkness to those who want it. Its ways are ways of sweetness, and all of its paths are peace.
Oh,
Nesiv HaShalom.
What? No, this is the name of the sefer we're learning.
Oh.
In all of its ways, in all of its paths, Machnisa Noyam, it inserts sweetness, Bimokim Sivuchim, instead of complication. The Sholaim and peace, Bimokim Stiris, instead of contradictions. That is what the Torah is all about. With the illumination of the light of Torah, Roya, the person sees that the reason the neshama has come down into the body is a yirida l'tzorech aliyah, is a descent for the purpose of ascending. Im began Eden yoishvim atzadikim in ahenem ziv ashkine. Even though in Gan Eden the tzadikim sit and bask in the glory of the Shekhinah, which this is the ultimate purpose of creation, that people should be able to take pleasure in Hashem, which that is the reward for everything they've gone through in this world. Nevertheless, they are called standards.
This week's Ratar.
Right? They do not walk. They can no longer grow. They can no longer ascend. But the greatest pleasure to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, whom atzadikim doremata, are from the tzadikim that live below, that find themselves in the lowly world, a place where good and evil is mixed. The hub of desires and the klippas. And in that world is the world where they can walk and ascend and grow through the tests of life. Chazal say, Asod Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu, 10 tests Avram Avinu was tested with, Ma'amad Bakulam. And he was able to withstand all of them. But Shadavka Mitoich HaNisyon, it was only through those tests, Higi Al-Dirum Dargosa, that Avram Avinu was able to reach his high level. Azer Doshu Chazal Al-Posuk, while the King Nisimus Avram, Chazal Darshan on the Posuk, this week's parsha, that Hashem tested Avram, that the word Nisa also comes from the word Nes, which means to lift. That you have given those who fear you tests in order to be uplifted. In order to lift them in the world to come. In order to make them great in the world. The nace that's on the ship, what's it called?
Banner.
The banner that's on the ship. It's called a nace because it's lifted. Because the meaning that the understanding of the word neis is a loshen of a test. Gam loshen neis, hania, it's also comes from the word neis, which is the banner of the ship. Because it's so high, it is seen in the distance. Through the tests, we are uplifted, and we are able to grow. As the Heilige Magid said, the pasuk says, the world is filled with your acquisitions, meaning the world with all of the earthiness that is full of tests, and through all of the yetzaharas, the dark yetzaharas that burn like a fire, only specifically through that we can acquire godliness. And this is included in the word of the Baal Shem Tov, Al-Posuk, Ve'hevitz Hashem Eschem Ba'amim, Hashem will disperse you among the nations, V'gayim Re'vavadetem Shem, Al-Yim Acherim, Masa Yidei Odom, and there you will serve other gods, the handiwork of man. V'gayim Re'vavadetem, then the Posuk says, V'kashtem Mishem Asa Shem Alekacha, and you will seek from there Hashem, your God of Matzasa, and you will find him. V'gayim Re'vavadetem, Mishem Daika, Davka from there, if you will seek Hashem, you will find him. Meaning, through all of the nesiyonos, among being dispersed among the nations, and having those nesiyonos of other gods, if we seek Hashem from there, that's where you'll find him. Nimsa. By the illumination of our knowledge, through the Torah Kedoshah, here a person will see kidavke elu advarim, that specifically through these things, that seemed to be contradictions, they seem to be things that withhold us from becoming close to Hashem. Those are the things that give the person the possibility to achieve the highest of levels. If not for these things, the person would have remained a oimid, just a stander and not a grower.
It's interesting that there are certain navy ships in which the banners that they carry reflect the battles that they've gone through.
Oh, really?
The shield at 10 o'clock.